Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Sal Capaccio, Bill's sideline reporter for WGR, is with us on the WBEN Trocar College Live Line. Big week for the Bills. I think everybody perked up a little bit on Friday, Sal, when it came out that Bill's owner, Terry Pegula, is exploring the possibility of selling a minority stake in the team. Why now? Or do you know if this has been in the works?
Well, listen, I think that obviously since the stadium renovations and this new stadium, I should say, came into play, and all the different, you know, money that's got to be allocated to that, it's got to be something that he's going to be thinking about, you know, how to pay for it. So you think about a 25% investment, and that's what this would be, a 25% investment from someone who would come in. That could really, guys, if you think about it, I don't know the exact valuation of the Bills, but some estimate it could be $4 billion at this point. You know, Terry and Kim paid $1.4 billion back in 2014, so 10 years later, I mean, the Broncos went for about $6 billion. So if the Bills are estimated, let's say, at $4 billion valuation, it's a billion-dollar investment for somebody. That would really take care of all of the costs of the new stadium from Terry Pegula's part of it, and that could be a very big reason. And then what would happen? 25%. Well, it's an investment. They would still, the Terry and Kim Pegula would still be the controlling interest. They would still be the owners. And really, the people, anybody who would come in and buy 25% or invest in it, they really wouldn't have any say at all in any day-to-day operations. It would be an investment just like anybody else would invest in a business.
Well, it's interesting, as Susan mentioned, perking a lot of ears and happening at a time where, things were busy around One Bills Drive. We heard last week from Josh Allen, from Sean McDermott for the first time since the Stephon Diggs trade, and of course from Brandon Bean about a week ahead of the NFL draft, which is coming up this Thursday. Sal, I'm always interested, you know, you've spoken with Bean many times. How much of what he says ahead of the draft do you buy into? How much is just kind of, swerving people to one way or the other? It always seems like this time of year, you can't fully trust anybody.
No, I would say that's the case, Brian, but I also don't think Brandon Bean has outright come out and ever really lied to us. You know, he knows that people who cover the team are smart enough to know exactly what the team needs. I remember a couple of years ago, everyone knew they needed a cornerback. You need a corner, need a corner. He knew that, and he talked about, you know, the need they had there, and then they traded up a couple spots for Kyrie Elam. Now, it totally hasn't worked out with Kyrie, but the point is, he came to the media the next day and said, I listened to you guys. You all said I needed a corner. But we all knew that. It wasn't that he actually was listening to the media. I don't think it's very hard to hide what this roster needs mostly, and that's a wide receiver, right? So he knows that. He even joked on a national show, Pat McAfee, a few weeks ago, last month, that we're going to draft a wide receiver with every pick. Now, doesn't mean they're going to draft one with their first pick, but I still think it's highly probable. He talks about trading up, trading down, the willingness to do that. And look, even Brandon Bean doesn't know what's going to happen on draft night. You never know. He said last year they were sitting on the clock. It was the first round. They had an opportunity to trade down, trade back, and get a really nice deal that they really liked to get an extra second round pick. But instead of that, Dalton Kincaid kept falling. And he got to a point where he said, I can go up and get Dalton Kincaid instead of trading back. And that's what they decided to do. So you never know how it's going to play out once you're on draft night. So you're right. You're not going to tell you everything they're going to do or anything that's in the works. But I also think there's a lot of, he doesn't even know what's going to happen yet.
We know that Josh Allen was really involved in drafting Kincaid last year. Bean kept him in the loop about the impending Diggs trade as well. You got to imagine that he's probably going to be in Bean's ear this Thursday night too, right?
Yeah, I want to make sure everybody knows, like, Josh doesn't, you know, pick the players, and he doesn't, and even Josh and Brandon Bean made it clear, like, Dust doesn't have a lot of influence necessarily on who they draft, but he has opinions, right? And why wouldn't you listen to your franchise quarterback if he has a strong opinion about someone? But Josh Allen doesn't know the medical history on these guys. He doesn't sit down with their college coaches like they do and, you know, get, you know, all the background information on all of them. So, you know, as much as even Josh said, I'd like to think I have more influence than I do, but he really doesn't. The reality is he doesn't, but he did like Dalton Kincaid last year. He sent him a text last year. He said two words, Dalton Kincaid. But I could tell you guys, Brandon Bean didn't choose Dalton Kincaid because Josh Allen wanted him. Brandon Bean chose Dalton Kincaid because the Bills wanted him. And I think, you know, getting Josh Allen's endorsement was just a nice cherry on top.
Well, all attention is on wide receiver, Sal. And whether they move up to get one, whether they trade. Do you think by the end of Thursday, by hook or by crook, or, you know, whatever way, do you think they end up with another wide receiver on the roster?
I do. I think that they either end up with a wide receiver or no pick. What do I mean by that? Well, I think there's a chance they could trade up and take a wide receiver. I think they could stay at 28 and take a wide receiver. Or I think they could trade down because there are so many good wide receivers in this draft. And we're sitting there at the end of Thursday night going, oh my God, we just stayed here until midnight and the Bills didn't draft. And now we're going to wait until tomorrow for them to make their first pick.
It's the best part of draft night, right? Not knowing exactly what they're going to do.
You never know. You never know. Now, last year, I just want to set all your listeners up and everybody to know this. Last year, the 28th pick of the draft, where the Bills are slotted this year, 11:30 p.m. is when it was when it happened. So if the Bills stay at 28, expect that pick to come in around 11:30 p.m. on Thursday night.
All right. Well, I'll find out at about 3 a.m. Sal, that's what it might end up with. Hopefully we trade up into the top 10 or something. That's what I'm always hoping for. Sal,
you
thank
got
you.
It, man.
I'm sure we'll talk later on this week much more about the Bills headed toward draft night on Thursday. That's Sal Capaccio on the Trocare College Live Line.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.